This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, producers were able to make significant progress planting corn throughout the last week. According to this week's crop report, corn planted was at 34% compared to 38% last year and the five-year average of 28%. Corn emerged was at 5% compared to 4% last year and the five-year average of 6%. Looking at soybeans planted was at 4% compared to both the previous year and the five-year average of 2%. And winter wheat headed has reached 28%. Winter wheat condition rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 20% fair, 58% good, and 16% excellent. And as we know, that rain we missed over the weekend has allowed for a lot of field activity throughout the listening area, and things are going really well for a lot of farmers, and today we'll see how they're going in Jersey County for our good friend Tom Moore.
It's been going real good. We've kind of missed the showers, although we was kind of hoping for one there Saturday morning, but it all went south of us, so we kept planting Saturday and getting ready to start back up here again this morning. Our first corn we planted there April 14th, so you could row it last night, so things are progressing quite well.
Well, sounds good. If you could give us a percentage at all, how far along do you think you are?
Oh, we're just a little, probably about 60% on corn along, and, you know, we plant about two-thirds to one-third. Two-thirds corn to one-third beans, so it takes us a little longer to get our corn done. There are several neighbors around here that are, you know, I'd say done, and then we've got a couple just thinking about starting. But percentage-wise, I'd say close to half the corn's planted in this eastern Jersey County.
Are you having any issues, whether that's with weeds or anything else that's popped up? I know there's been some heavy weed pressure because of the mild winter. Has that been an issue for you?
Yeah, it's been a kind of a big issue. The burn downs, it's heavy even with what you burnt down. We've had to run a vertical till over it, and actually we've been on our non-HEL ground, regular ground, we've been having to run two trips over to get it, you know, get a good enough seed bed. That hen bed has really got thick and heavy this year and soddy, and it's took a little more time, but we went ahead and sprayed it and got some residual down. Now I've come back and have two passes, and it's going in pretty nice.
As far as your fertilizer application, I know a lot of guys across the listening area in several counties, you know, a lot of anhydrous went on in February because of the mild weather. Was that the case for you guys too, or how did all that go?
No, yeah, I started, you know, I'd put on some last the end of November, first of December, and Valentine's Day I started in putting anhydrous on, just kind of took my time and worked most, you know, got a lot of it done there. And then I put a little more on there in March. And they're about the middle of March, done some more. And I'm just kind of touching up some few where I had cows running earlier to get my anhydrous done. But so it's kind of made things easier early time. I wish now maybe I had worked some of the ground earlier and would have maybe helped on that weed pressure.
Well, you mentioned you had cows on some of the fields there, and I know you guys do have cattle. Are you done with calving season? Maybe, I don't remember if you do that in the fall or the spring, but how are things going with the cows?
It's been going pretty well. We're pretty much slowed down on all the spring calvers, winter calvers. We start in there the 1st of January. We're just kind of down now to the stragglers, and so we're kind of waiting on a rain to get chance. We got get some cows vaccinated and get it segregated and get them out on some grass. And we're about to catch up to the cows. If it don't rain here pretty quick, we're going to stop and get cows moved before we can finish planting corn.
Always something to do then, it sounds like.
Yes. Between the cows and I took off. I've got a couple of herd bulls coming down out of Canada. I went up and bought. They're in the middle of March, so we're looking forward to getting them in this week. And exciting times of our shorthorn herd. We're always looking for new genetics and something different.
Well, sounds good. Great to hear that everything's going well. And, Tom, you've got to feed those cows somehow. Do you guys have hay ground? And if you do, how's that looking for this spring?
I got two new fields of alfalfa that look really nice. I was a little concerned about the alfalfa weevil, but it seemed like they haven't bothered that new seed. I've had a couple of my neighbors had to spray last week for a weevil, but hopefully in another 10 days or so we can go to cutting on it.
And once again, that report comes to us from Tom Moore of Jerseyville. And we'll be back with more right after these messages. The wait is over. The U.S. Senate Monday evening voted to confirm Sonny Perdue as Agriculture Secretary, just shy of 100 days after his nomination by then-President-elect Donald Trump. The Senate voted 87-11 to confirm Perdue. The White House said over the weekend Perdue would be sworn in today and immediately begin work at the Department of Ag. The confirmation is a long-awaited win for agriculture and farm groups who are dealing with trade issues with Canada over dairy, disaster relief efforts from Plains wildfires, and beginning farm bill talks. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson told the Capitol Press the former Georgia governor will have some catching up to do. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall, also from Georgia, said the vote to confirm Perdue was overdue, adding that there's important work ahead for the Agriculture Secretary. In other news, the first of several lawsuits filed against Syngenta is underway. Syngenta is facing dozens of lawsuits that claim a move by the company depressed corn prices in 2013. The farmers involved claim Syngenta's selling of a corn trait that was not approved to export to China and found in shipments of U.S. corn to China depressed U.S. corn prices and cost farmers millions of dollars in lost sales, according to Bloomberg News. Syngenta denies that China's rejection of its GMO seeds harmed farmers in any way, saying it was the huge corn crop in 2013 that pushed prices lower. In June, Syngenta faces trial in a class action lawsuit brought by Kansas farmers seeking $200 million plus punitive damages. Another trial involving Minnesota farmers claiming $600 million in damages is set for August. Winning the lawsuit may be a tough sell, according to an ag policy expert who said the company had a green light from U.S. regulators to sell the GMO corn, and there was no requirement to wait for Chinese officials' approval to market the trait to U.S. farmers. A lawyer for Syngenta called the claim speculative at best. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.